5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
I got me a Chrysler. It's as big as a whale.
Put moron number two on the phone.
It's about to set sail.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M. I feel good.
Well, we're not quite right, especially no. You and Rabs. But I'll tell you what we've got is a very nice show coming up today. Zach Tui, we're going to chat to. He's about to jump on the plane and head to Brisbane. Big game tomorrow night, of course, against the Brisbane Lions at the Gabba. And right in the middle of this show, I see the words Samaritans Brownless.
Anthony William.
So,
I forgot my second name for a minute. Wilbur is saving another club out there.
Right, so we are going to get to Samaritans Brownless yes. In the middle. Hello to you, Fat.
G'day, Jim. Great to be with you. Bloody cold.
It is cold.
Shit, it's cold.
I went to Marysville.
Why? Why?
Because my far better half had some work to do up there and needed some muscle, Bill. So no doubt she'd be. But hello.
Called you.
Hello to Adam, of course, who was on the side up there. Loves the show, listens all the time.
Does he? G'day,
Ads. Ads. So it was good to meet Ads.
He's a bit cold up at Marysville.
Oh, by wow. God.
Wow.
It was the old balls off a brass monkey.
Monkey. And g'day, Raps. Give it a couple of days, and then Gorgo just rings up Simo, and they have a chatto on the phono.
I still can't get my head around that.
Who opened a can of beer?
I still can't get my head around that.
That was good gold.
Gorgo and good Simo on the phono having a chatto. Who speaks like that? No one does.
I do.
What else?
Now, round 15, fixture and travel update from Anthony William. Right. Okay, because that's what I do.
Yes.
Updates, Jim. And, of course, the Giants and Sydney players. What about this? Yesterday, 4:30 told you've got to be at the airport by 7 o'clock to fly out of Sydney. Can you believe this, Jim?
Mm.
They're flying out of Sydney. Coming to Melbourne.
Melbourne.
Can you believe that?
No, I cannot.
So they're here. I think the Giants will be here for 2 or 2.5 weeks, Jimmy boy. So they're here, of course. That game has been changed to the MCG on Sunday. That's the Hawthorn Giants game.
Good for the Hawks.
From Sydney to the MCG. So that is nice there. And I tell you what, Jim, the government or the health department have come out and said now crowds of 25,000 will be allowed at the MCG. So it's 50% capacity or up to 25,000.
Right, I see.
So obviously the MCG, 25,000 this weekend.
Quarter capacity.
Yep. Yeah, I know. But also indoors, it's 5,000 fans can go to Game 3 at John Cain Arena, Jim.
Oh, yeah, of course.
5,000.
Melbourne United.
Yeah, exactly. Game 3 there for Melbourne United and Perth. So that's good for them.
Yes.
And also the... Can you believe this? It's the A-League Grand Final this week. Did you know that?
I did not.
Melbourne City take on Sydney in the Grand Final. It's at Amy Park, and they can get 15,000 there. So that's good.
That is good.
So well done to Melbourne City. Yes, they've had a really good year there.
Slipped under the radar, a touch with us.
It has, Jim. We've just had 3 days out, and they're in the Grand Final.
Dropped off the Vixens.
Well, that's
the gone from top to bottom.
Yeah. I don't know what the Vixens are doing. We'll just drop them
there. We'll just leave them. Bit like Davey Reynolds.
Exactly.
You need to produce or we don't.
Well, they've been stuck up in Queensland for a fair while.
They have, right. Hey, Darwin last week, the V8s. Did you see Silly Davey?
No.
He was in a wheelie bin full of water.
What's he doing?
And he was having a cool bath or whatever.
He's not right.
No,
he's
not right.
No, he's not right.
And by the way, Jim, next weekend, 85% next weekend. That's how many people you can have at the grounds. 85%.
85.
Yes. That's indoor and outdoor.
Are you sure?
Bloody oath, I'm sure.
All right. I like that. Good. Yes. We need crowds back at the
exactly. Field. 85% so next week. Hey, cricket, what about this? I had no idea this. The Ashes, Australia versus England, but it might be in some doubt, Jim. You know why? The players from England may be forced to tour Australia without their families for 4 months.
Okay.
So they come over here without their families, Jim.
I can't believe that, Bill.
So I think
they will make provision for the families.
Surely.
No doubt they will.
Surely.
Now, it won't be as free-flowing as it normally is, probably, unless things advance much quicker than we think they will. But they will be able to get out here. They'll be able to get into a hub somewhere, whether it's Sydney or Melbourne.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the families will be involved.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
You sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Well, times have changed. 30 years ago,
oh, no,
it was the only thing. No families.
AB. not welcome.
That's right.
Yes.
When the tour's over, then you can join him in Greece or somewhere. But for the actual 3 months of the tour, none.
Captain Grumpy.
Old Abe. That's how he used to roll.
Exactly. Hey, St Kilda, let me tell you who's available this weekend, Jim. Mm-hmm. Tim Membry is available.
Oh, skunk.
And Seb Ross is available.
Good.
Along with Rowan Marshall. So at least they get some players back. But those two boys who copped a bit, they are back and playing for the Saints. So we like that, Jimmy boy.
The Rush Hour with JB and Bill coming up next. Zach Tui live from the airport as the Cats head to Brisbane for a massive Thursday night game against the Lions.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
So I was thinking, Jim, and then I got your head together and the lovely Jillies.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. The Cats are absolutely flying and we're going to chat to one of our favourites.
Is there anyone at the Cats who hasn't kicked a goal after the siren? There was Ablett in 94.
To put Geelong into the grand final from 10 metres out. Rodri, he's got it.
Billy as well.
Yes. You are king of Geelong.
Tomahawk in 2012.
They've done it again, the Cats.
And of course, Gary Rowan last Friday.
Rowan's won the game.
But there's only been one Irish Cat to ever kick a goal after the siren. We think.
Here comes Zach Tui. Right foot, drop punt. Got it. You superstar, Zach Tui.
Please welcome Zach Tui.
What a star this man is, Jimmy boy. And of course, we had a meeting during the week and we welcomed Gary Rowan into the club.
Oh, my God.
We did. There was Zach, there was Tomahawk and my good self.
And Gary Sr.
And Gary Sr. We couldn't make it, unfortunately. And we said, well done, Gary Rowan. Welcome to the club. Goal after the siren. Didn't we, Zach?
We did indeed. He did do it before up in Sydney, to be fair, but he's part of the Geelong club now.
Yeah, the Geelong club. That's right.
And did you hear the Gary Ablett senior one from 94, the prelim? That was our recall. BT's calling it. Did you hear me in the background?
What'd you say?
Robbery!
North Melbourne.
Robbery! What a great thing that was. I remember your one. I reckon we were calling that game.
Yes.
And you, Zach, absolutely flushed it. Couldn't hit it better. I'm not sure the same can be said for Gary Rowan. It had a bit of a wobble about it.
Yeah, off the boot, there was a couple of seconds where it looked like it might miss everything. But once it started to turn back, it was always getting there. So, look, it's a 50-50 set shot at best. So to kick it that late in the game is incredible.
It was fantastic to watch, of course. Where were you, and did you run over and jump on Gary like everyone else?
I tried to. I was actually on the interchange and ran from the interchange like a crab sideways, facing the crowd the whole way, trying to make it as much about me as possible. But
that's it.
Didn't quite work.
Well, danger normally does that. Where was he? Eagles would have been front and square.
Or that late in the game, he's usually just trotting around the middle of the ground, so I suspect he would have been there and not doing much.
Now, you're at the airport. You're about to fly up to Brisbane. A huge game, yes. Jim, because if we go back to round two, the big game there, the tackle, which was play on. We all know that. Play on. It happens 50 times a game. But also there was a bit going on, Zachariah, with Chris Scott and Chris Fagan too.
Yeah, that's right. Actually, that got mentioned on one of the shows I was watching during the week, and it genuinely had kind of slipped my mind how fiery that game was.
Yes.
But it's quite a while ago now, and there's much more at stake than, kind of just that one game. We're both the top end of the ladder, and I think that's enough incentive for both teams.
Exactly right. It'll be a good one, Jim.
Oh, no, Dan.
Now, I did ask you, I reckon, back then when we did have you on, last time we had you on, we got the audio there, Raps, about where do you actually play? Where do you actually play, Zach? Because you're down back, you're in the middle, and then you pop up and kick a couple of goals.
Bill, I don't know.
You don't know? Zach, where do you actually play?
Nah, I wasn't sure for a while, but I figured it out.
Right.
I found my way back home to the defence in the last couple of weeks, which has been nice. But like I said, I got thrown around for the first time in my career, really, for the last 18 months, and I actually really enjoyed it. No idea exactly what it was I was trying to do, but we seemed to be winning, so I was fine.
Go back to, of course, the last time these two teams played in Brisbane.
Oh, in Brisbane.
The prelim.
Yes.
And, of course, the Cats split them right down the middle. I had a look at the numbers, too.
And?
Zed Tui.
Zed?
Just a goal, the 16 possessions, 6 of them contested, 8 marks. I made that up, 2 marks. that was a nice outing, and so you'll feel good about playing here against the Lions.
Yeah, obviously our last game at the Gabba wasn't ideal, but up till then we actually played the ground really well. and always coming up against a quality opposition seems to bring the best out in us, generally speaking. So, like I said, two top four sides. I reckon Brisbane will be there when the whips are cracking at the end of the year, and hopefully we will too. So this might be a preview.
When you travel away, do you stay with someone in rooms, or do you have a room each?
Nah, those days are well and truly gone. You get a room to yourself, especially when you have kids, Bill. You'd happily pay the extra to get the room to yourself.
Oh, yes, exactly. You're not taking the doll on this trip, are you? The girl from Bendigo?
No. any chance I can get to leave him at home. there's only so much baggage I can bring up to these games.
Oh, I absolutely love it. Who do you generally get when you play against the Lions? Who sidles up next to number two?
No one comes to me anymore, but as long as I can avoid the likes of the Camerons and the bigger guys, I'm quite happy to let Deuzy and those guys take the speedy guys.
And little Zach Bailey.
Oh, good
you
player.
You need to put some time into him, I reckon.
Good player.
Yeah, he's talented. He's had a stellar year so far.
What about the chase last week? He chased down Bond.
I know.
Ball!
Yes.
I think you were pretty happy with this. I might have had a little stiffy.
But me?
Yeah.
I've had that for weeks now. I can't get you half make those chases 10 times a game. They rarely work, so it is nice when they come off.
Exactly. Can you get big game fatigue? Because Port Adelaide over there, when they had to go over and sleep under tables and wait all night, and then, of course, got fogged in over there in Adelaide. Then the Dogs last week, this game tomorrow night against Brisbane, and then probably Essendon next week. There's some big, big games the Cats are playing.
Yeah, it is. I mean, look, it's a hell of a problem to have. Mm. It's certainly better than the alternative. And I guess one of the benefits of the fixture being as unpredictable as it is if you can back up good performances, you tend to get rewarded with these big games. So, it's a big period for us, but so far it's gone pretty well.
Hey, do you follow, I'm sure you do, the other Irish players in the competition and get around their performances? And specifically James Madden, who, of course, is playing for the Brisbane Lions. Oh. And I don't know if you've copped him yet, Zach, but he's a weird-ass bastard. He's got a weird running style. He's nearly the fastest player in the comp.
Oh, he kicked that goal the other week.
But then when it comes to kicking, he doesn't quite drop it right.
Well, I'll tell you what, that goal was remarkable. I did see that and have been following him. He's another one. There's a few that I suspect could have really long careers. It's hard to know exactly at this early stage, but now, I love it. It's one of my favourite things, especially as I'm closer to the end and the start, is getting to see these young guys. I remember playing against Ty Kennelly when I first came out, and that was pretty cool. And getting to see these young guys develop is exciting for me, but hopefully he absolutely stinks it up.
217 games now for Zach Tui. He's the second highest games by a Irish player behind Jimmy Steins, of course. So do they all come to you and go, hey, Zaki, bye, you're from Laos. We catch up after the game?
This is exactly how they sound when they do it too. But I don't know, Bill. A lot of people see me as a leader. People often stop me in the street asking for life advice.
Do they?
Type of guy, yeah.
What do you tell them? Imagine asking Zaki. I'll just eat some potatoes. Piss off.
Hey, mate, we love watching the Cats. They are a must-watch when they're playing, and this game's going to be superb against, as you said, a really high-quality opponent. So good luck with it.
Appreciate it, guys. Always good to talk.
Good on you, Zach.
You can catch that game on Triple M with BT, Das, Dale Thomas, and Joey Montagna. It's the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Bill.
Yes, Jim. Oh, now, I got something to tell you, Jim.
Yeah, thank you. Smoothly handled.
On your home smart speaker.
Hey, Google.
And on your radio. This is Triple M's Rush Hour with Billy Brownless and James Brayshaw.
So you work off a running sheet for all shows, whether it's TV or radio. We get one here. Jill does a great job of presenting it every day to us. And I look at today's one. It's got opener, and then it's got Michael Barlow in studio, 6:14. And there's a Zach Tui phone chat from the airport prior to going to Brisbane, 6:41. Bill's joke. So that's what it sort of looks like.
Yes.
And right in the middle here. I see. 6:30, middle of the show. Samaritans Brownless. That's all it says. Doesn't explain anything else.
No.
So what does that mean?
Well, the people's people, man, has come up, Jim, and I've found this. This press release has crossed my desk, Jim, and I read.
I go on.
Police investigate Seaford robbery.
Right.
Not burglary, robbery.
Robbery.
The Frankston Crime Investigation Unit Detective.
No, this is serious. So not, well, I'll supply the robbery, you can go to bugger.
No, no.
This is a serious robbery that occurred in Seaford.
Robbery at Seaford, Jim.
Right.
And Frankston Crime Investigation Unit detectives are appealing for information following a robbery in Seaford on the weekend, Jim.
Yes.
And guess where it was? The Seaford Junior Football Club. Can you believe that?
No.
Thieves have broken in there and they've stole a bunch of boxes containing the under-14s, Jim, the under-14s footy jumpers and a bunch of footies.
No way.
Yeah, about $3,000, $4,000 or $5,000 worth.
No way.
And they've taken the kids' footies and their jumpers.
Come
They're all
on.
In box. Hadn't even come out of the boxes, Jim.
Come
so,
on. That's not on.
When things like this happen at local junior footy clubs, old Wilbur goes to work, Jim.
Oh, no.
Shoulder to the boulder. And they've had a lot of things gone missing there. And I have organised with the president to have a chat on the line.
Right.
And we'll have a chat to him. And I've got some good news for him.
Have you?
Yes.
Right.
So Mark's his name. And right. He's ready because I've spoken to him about three times today, Jim.
You got him on the line?
Yeah, got him on the line. The president of the Seaford.
Seaford.
Seaford Junior Footy Club. Mark Davenport. Mark, welcome to the Rush Hour.
He's not there, Bill.
Jim, I've spoken to him three times.
Bill, he's not there. What have you done?
Well,
what's Samaritan's Brownless done in the face of this very, very hard to swallow story?
For the kiddies, Jim. Yes. So I got on the phone, Jim, and I've rung my old mate Lee Watts. I think you might have played cricket against him. Very good cricketer,
I've played
Lee Watts.
Against his brother, Killer Watts, as he was known. Killer,
yes.
Opening batsman for Victoria. Good player, too.
Well, he's the main man at Kookaburra.
He is, of
exactly.
course.
And they make, obviously, cricket equipment, yes. but also they make Burley footballs,
they
Jim.
They do.
Mm. Which are famous in the West, of course.
Yes.
When you used to watch those State of Origins. Good footies. And anyway, have a listen to this, Jim.
Yes.
Burley are replacing the stolen footies with brand new Australian-made Burley leather size 4 and 5 footies, if
that
you don't mind.
That is superb.
So well done to Watsy there.
Watsy and the great people at Burley. And by the way, Burley footies can be purchased at Rebel Sport. They are a really nice build.
Yeah.
So size 4, size 5 footies going to the great people at Seaford.
I mean, I would have told Mark this if he answered, Jim.
Right. You've done that.
But also, Jim.
Also.
Oh, good Samaritan. Brownless has, I've just rustled up $1,000, Jim. $1,000.
Where from?
Well, not sure. Where's that come from? Dan and Triple M.
Yes. Top brass
here, the big boys here at Triple M. They've given me $1,000 because I had a couple of meetings with this too.
Right.
And $1,000 to replace the stolen jumpers, and we'll give them $1,000 to the Seaford Junior Footy Club to buy new jumpers, Jim. So if you don't mind, you get the new footies and you get the jumpers.
Well, I tell you what.
What?
I reckon we might have Mark on the phone right now.
Where has he been? I've just gone through my rigmarole.
Marco, we got you?
You got me, mate? Yep, I'm here.
All right.
Well,
so,
did you hear that?
No, sorry, I didn't, mate.
He's only just got on the phone, Fat. He hasn't heard any of it. So Fat reckons, old Samaritan Brownless reckons on the back of this horrific story, by the way, bloody junior footy clubs are the greatest joints ever. How could anyone break in to a junior footy club and bloody steal jumpers and footies? It's a disgrace. Anyway, Fat reckons he's read this story, Marco, and just quickly run through what you've done.
Well, our good friends at Kookaburra, which make the Burley footballs, which are famous in the West,
of course.
They're going to replace the stolen footies with brand new Australian-made Burley leathered size 4 and 5 footies. That's for you, Marco.
Mate, you're an absolute legend, Billy. Absolute legend. That's fantastic, guys. Thank you.
But there's more.
Oh, wait, there's more.
I've got $1,000 for you from everyone at Triple M, the top brass, Dan and everyone else there.
Up the top. Yeah. Top office.
Top office. They've given us $1,000 to replace the stolen jumpers also, mate.
Oh, mate, that's absolutely fantastic. Thank you very much, Triple M. That's brilliant.
And Bill probably,
And Bill.
Well,
Always you, Bill. Always Bill.
Yes, exactly.
Marco, let me let you in on something.
What?
We this story came to us.
Mm.
So Jill, our producer, firstly got stuck in and went straight to the bosses here and said, right, we need to help this footy club.
Yes.
We need to get them some money.
Jill and Bill, yeah.
So no. So Jill sorted out $1,000 from Dan to go to the footy club, and then Rabs and I got on the phone.
And Bill.
And organised the footies.
Oh,
so I put it to you that you've actually done nothing.
Who?
You.
Mark?
Me? I've done nothing. No.
Marco, he's claiming all the credit. Yes. He's done nothing.
Oh, Bill has done nothing. Yeah. Oh, well, you know what they say.
What do they say?
Not a lot.
Now, Marco, what happened? Fair dinkum. The thieves have broken in and taken the footies and the jumpers. That's a disgrace.
Yeah, basically we found, I'm with the police and the media as we speak, and that's hence the reason I couldn't take the call when I did.
Yeah.
But basically we found that one of our dads was having a kick with his son on the Thursday prior to coming to lockdown for 4.8 finishing, and found that the doors to the storeroom was open. He's rang the property manager who said had gone down and had a look and found that the doors had been forced open and basically, they've targeted the letter, the size 4 and 5 letters, and they were clearly marked leather footballs. Yeah. They've ignored all the synthetic size 2s and 3s for our little tackers. They've ignored them completely, and all everything else in the rooms, as in coaches' vests, trainers' vests, etc., and gone straight for the leather football. So obviously, they've targeted that. Whether they, crime of opportunity, then they've gone for those sort of things and just finding whatever was in the storeroom at the time.
Yep.
But they've also grabbed 3 boxes that weren't marked and they contained all the new jumpers that we had. The jumpers consisted of an under-16 team, which we unfortunately didn't get up this season, and an under-14 team for the same reason, plus a clash set that we purchased for when the kids play teams with the same sort of colours as ours. And they've taken these jumpers. I don't think they've actually realised what they've grabbed at the time. And hopefully we'll find them, dumped somewhere or someone will find them somewhere.
Marco, it's a kick in the guts for a local footy club. You do amazing work in the community. The kids all love, girls and boys love playing their footy. And so in all seriousness, it's well done to Lee Watts, of course, and everyone at Kookaburra providing you with those brand spanking new Australian-made Burley size 4 and 5 footies. So you've got them replaced, and $1,000 go towards getting a new set of jumpers for the kids.
Mate, that's absolutely brilliant. Thanks, James. It's really, really appreciative of all the support Triple M has given us. The media, police media have got onto this, and they've just gone ballistic. My phone's been ringing off the hook all day, And Jill's been fantastic. She's the producer of Triple M's, the show. And, she's come from a junior footy background herself. Yes. So she understands what we're going through. And this would go a long way for the kids. They'll be actually stoked. Thank you very much.
Good on you, mate. Burley Footies, by the way, purchased them at Rebel Sports.
Rebel.
So well done, Fat. Well done,
good
Fat,
on you,
for
mate.
Doing nothing.
Thanks, no, guys. I did, Jim. I got onto this early and I had to go and see the boys, the big top brass, because I was in there anyway in trouble. Yeah. So, all good. Thank you to Triple M. Thank you to Kookaburra, and thank you to Burley.
Yeah, so, did nothing.
Did nothing. I think those footy's going to arrive before the weekend as well. What a turnaround.
Yeah, well done to Lethal Lee Roy Watts. Very good boy. Yep. So, well done there, and well done to this junior footy club, because they're going to bounce back quickly. And, my God, what sort of people break into a junior footy club? Oh, no. Seriously.
It's the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Bill was unbelievably discreet too.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
He's just gone, Jim! Look!
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's Billy's Footy Tips. Love footy? You'll love Seekers Footy Tipping, with weekly prizes up for grabs, so you can join in anytime. Sign up now at SeekerFootyTipping.com. Seeker, your go-to product on the worksite.
So this is another thing Bill claims to be good at, but where he in fact isn't.
That's right, Jim.
And that's tipping.
No, I'm good.
No, not really.
I am the tipster with the... nothing.
What about that?
Tipped it with the mostest.
He actually just stopped. He just stopped. Just stopped talking. So that really sets up what this segment's all about, what Bill just said there. So let's rip into him. By the way, Brisbane,
who for?
Geelong.
Who for?
Seeker.
Well, Mr. Seeker rang me.
And
is he happy with Anthony William?
No.
Yes.
I would imagine no. All right, so Brisbane, Geelong, Gabba.
Oh, Thursday night footy, round 15. This is a blockbuster, Jim.
Yes, please.
Brisbane up there at the Gabba, their favourites. I'm going with the Cats. I'm going to stick me neck out.
There you go.
$2.20.
Blow me down.
$2.20 if you don't mind. The Cats for me.
Richmond, St Kilda, MCG, Friday night football.
Oh, you'd hope the Saints have had a good look at themselves, Jim, over the little week off they had, and a hard, honest look at themselves. Tigers.
North Melbourne, Gold Coast, down there in Tassie.
I tell you what, Jim, North Melbourne have won one game and a half.
Yes.
6 points.
That's it.
And they're favourites in this game.
No, it can't be.
They are favourites.
No.
Jim. They are. And they win down there because they like Hobart.
All right, okay.
They like Slowbart.
Collingwood, Frio, Marvel.
Collingwood, new coach, Robert Harvey. Good luck, Robert Harvey there. I think Collingwood.
Essendon, Melbourne, MCG, like the look of this game.
Good game. Melbourne had a week off. And Essendon, they're flying, aren't they?
Yeah, speaking about having a look at themselves, I would imagine they've had to straighten up the Demons.
Exactly. So you'd think the D's win this one just.
All right, I reckon they're going to drop two in a row. Port Adelaide, Sydney, Adelaide Oval.
Good game again, Jimmy Boy. Port Adelaide.
Port Adelaide there. Hawthorn and GWS at the Triple MCG.
Good game again, but I'm going to have to go to the Giants. They're good. They've got injuries, but gee, they've been good. Do you know they're only 2 points out of the eight, Jim?
I've loved Leon Cameron. It might be his best year.
No, you're right.
The West Coast Western Bulldogs office now.
And the Dogs have been over there for a week. They have acclimatised.
Oh, yeah. And good cattle back the West Coast as well. Is Shuey Shuey on your booty?
Not quite Shorey yet. Shorey yet.
Right, okay.
but I'm going to go Dogs.
Oh, Dogs?
Outsiders. Dogs. I thought they were very good last week and unlucky against the Cats. So
the West Coast are just starting to build.
We'll see you then.
Carlton, Adelaide, Marvel.
Oh, Jim, who knows?
Surely.
Who knows what Carlton?
Well, surely.
Well, you don't know. Surely
they front up.
Well, they got beaten last week, Jim, by their biggest margin.
I know.
I'm going to go for them one more. This is it, Carlton. If you don't win, I'm never picking you again.
All right. There you go for Seeker.
It is.
About 4 out of 9.
There you go, Mr. Seeker.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, Marco, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless.
Seriously, how bloody good is the Bill?
This is Triple M's Rush Hour. Don't forget, download the Listener app. You can listen anytime, anywhere. On tomorrow, a Hump Day reheated quiz.
Oh, yes.
If you want to get involved in that, head to our Triple M social channels, Triple M Rush Hour on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter.
And a massive idiot file, almost 10 minutes worth. What about that for a show, by the way? Zach Toohey, brilliant. But what about old Samaritan's Brownless?
Yep. Save the day again.
The Seaford Junior Footy Club. He's claimed the footies, which he had nothing to do with getting, and then he's claimed the money for the jumpers, and he had nothing to do with getting that either. In fact, when we peeled it all back, Rabbits, he had nothing to do with anything to do with the saving of the club, but claimed it all.
That's what you do, Jim.
Is it?
That's what a good host does.
Does it? Just
a man who's at the top of his craft.
Right.
That's what he does.
All right, so a joke to finish what's been a fine, fine Wednesday show.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
I might give you an entree today after yesterday's good.
This never works.
It doesn't.
What about the joke yesterday? Wow, we did that just go really through the roof, Jim. What do you call that when it's trending? With the sack, you know.
Got the sack. Old one as well,
A police officer came up to me yesterday, Jim, and said, where were you between 6 and 10? I said, probably at primary school.
Oh, my God.
That's a good one.
What is that?
Bill. That's your chicken satay with sauce and a bit of rice.
I'll tell you what that is. That's the entree you hand back. We didn't order that one. Yeah. Thanks. You can take that back.
And here's your main.
Righto.
You wouldn't believe it. I was driving home yesterday, Jim, and I stopped by the roadside, just near Werribee there, actually, and there was a sign saying, lobster tails, $2. So I paid me $2, Jim, and sat down, and this bloke said, once upon a time, there was this lobster.
Oh, my God.
He was swimming around in the ocean, Jim.
That is reprehensibly bad. That's not even in the ballpark of acceptable.
Jim, it was a tail.
If you were on Fun FM and Shep, you wouldn't get away with that.
No, you wouldn't. A lot of people love those type of jokes. They like that sense of humour.
Not really.
Even sense.
Sense holidays of humour.
There was once this lobster who was swimming around in the ocean with the dolphins and the...